You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
What are superfoods? Some people think they're just uncommon and weird and taste weird and look weird. Well, guess what? We know that's not true. Superfoods are simply ones that are nutrient-packed with the power to ensure good health, regardless of your health, of your age. You can, at any age, you can enjoy superfoods. So Carolina and I are going to have a little back and forth about which ones we think qualify for the top five. We haven't told each other what's on our list. I'll admit mine's a little bit longer than five. So we're going to narrow this down for you, Carolina. I think so many superfoods are so wonderful and that kids will have them, enjoy them. They can have them every day. In fact, our last segment really did point to two on my list. And I like them to count as one, okay? That would be onions and garlic, right? Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are definitely great. You know, I love talking superfood because one of the most fun part of superfood is the fact that there is no formal definition. And if you try to Google what superfood means, you won't find one definition. So that's fun, though, because that means you can adapt it to your own superpowers, per se. So if you're looking at children, what are the superpowers that kids need? You know, you're talking about brain development, muscle, growth. So, you know, combating common colds, things that for children can be very dangerous. So those are their superpowers. The superfoods that work for them may not exactly be the same as, for example, a mom and you know, looking for other goals. A lot of them will overlap, but it's fun to kind of make it personal and adapt. So I think that we're going to have some overlap on ours, Ellen. I'm excited to get started and see which foods you picked.
Well, onion and garlic, I'm going to put them in one because they're I'm cheating. That's why my list is too long. And they are, you know, it was mentioned by Kathleen Barnes. We've had her on as a guest when we talked about food as medicine, and she used the term, they're her multivitamin. I went, oh, bingo, every day. And about every single thing, whether it was heart disease or an inflammation that was causing diseases such as cancer, she kept saying, well, garlic and onions, even for memory. So for me, that qualifies them as one, as superfood. Yeah. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, we can absolutely agree on that. Onions was one of my five as well. And garlic goes right along with it. I didn't cheat. I thought we had to pick one. So I picked onions. But if I could cheat, I would even add mushrooms. I would make it like a trio, onions, garlic, and mushrooms, and kind of put them together. So I'll tell you my next one. Okay, good. Okay. I'll tell you my next one. And I know, I mean, for those of you who have been listening and know me a little bit, you know what I'm going to say. Beans. I love beans. I think beans are such an awesome superfood. I mean, not just the fact that they're packed with fiber and protein and are super budget friendly, but they also come packed with calcium, vitamin K, folate, tons of B vitamins. So there's a lot in a bean that, you know, we don't usually dissect because we focus on the protein and the fiber, that really makes them a very good superfood. And kids love beans because there's so many ways to prepare them. You can just, you know, cook regular style beans, or you can mash them and make bean paste and use it in, like, instead of a mayonnaise spread, you can use a bean paste in burritos, you can use it in sandwiches. You can cook with beans. We've made brownie with beans. So beans is my number one superfood.
Okay, I'll go for that. So we have two. We have three more to go. The drum roll for the next one is eggs. I think eggs should be there. It's a complete food. It's an inexpensive way to really power up your body. It is so easy to they're so easy to prepare. And I'm not talking about eggs in cupcakes, you know, that doesn't qualify. I'm talking about serving eggs as eggs, not into a baked goods. So what do you think about eggs as a superfood?
I love it. I think it battles out with one of my other superfoods. I didn't have eggs, but for the same reasons I had salmon. So I think they both are in the same category. We picked probably for about the same reason, the fact that they're very rich in omegas, they're very rich in protein, the salmon's going to come packed with B vitamins, so does the eggs, and some D vitamin and some selenium. So they both have the same. One thing the eggs win out, like you said, is it is much more budget friendly. The one thing that salmon does for me is it does have a little bit more balance on the omegas, and it's really easy to also incorporate into meals. So I think they both are a tie there, but eggs and salmon should be on everybody's list.
Well, you know, I had salmon down. I was going to count it to be separate, but you know what? Oh. I'm going to give on that too. So we've got mushrooms, onions, and garlic as one. Salmon and eggs as another one. Beans, all kinds, as a third. Number four, yeah. Drum roll, berries. I think berries are so potently powerful for our young, middle-aged, and old bodies and minds. What do you think?
Yeah, berries was on my list, so we definitely agree on that. And it is such a crowd pleaser with kids. I mean, you can't think of childhood without thinking of strawberries, you know, blueberries and blueberry popsicles. And so it's a fantastic food that kids absolutely love. They love adding two things. Sometimes the only way you can get a child to first try salad is to sprinkle some blueberries on top and toss in some wild blueberries in with your green leaves. All of a sudden, that little powerful sweet taste from the blueberry makes all the difference. So it's powerful because of their antioxidant quality there, but also because of their ability to entice children to try new foods and how much they like them.
And they're awesome in smoothies. And I also use black cherry concentrate, no sugar added, just the concentrate. And I'll pour a little bit in a smoothie and boom, it gives a ton of flavor and a ton of nutrient power. So they're so versatile. I think that's what you're pointing out. You can throw them in just about anything and everything. And they're great sellers of other healthy foods as well. But they themselves are standalone nutrient powerhouses. But we've got to get to some greens. And I struggled. Okay, I was going to try picking one. I thought mushroom, broccoli or spinach. Spinach and broccoli. I didn't know where to go with that. Can we put them as one, or what do you want to do? Because we do need some greens in here.
I know, we definitely do. And I had picked the combo of spinach and kale. Because a little bit, it's become so popular. So I feel like a lot of people are trying it out. So, you know, like I said, superfood doesn't have a definition. So to me, it's great if it combines nutrition with flavor, with bringing people into the kitchen, which is what kale seemed to be able to do last year, which is fantastic. So I put them both together. And my experience, kids love spinach, don't you think?
Yeah, I think spinach goes well, especially the baby spinach. Kids are really receptive. Same for baby kale and salads. If you buy the baby versions, they're not, especially kale can get a little coarse and hard when it is more mature, the curly. So you just get the baby leaves, and the kids are very willing to absorb them. And they also can be thrown into smoothies. And I also put them in omelets. And so now we've got, hey, let's get the recipe. We got an omelet. We use eggs. We use mushrooms, garlic, onions. Then we throw in some spinach and kale. And we just have to serve berries and beans on the side. Right, Carolina? And we've got a superfood meal.
Super meal. I like it for any superhero kid fanatic. That's the perfect combination. But, you know, I agree. It's just a matter of getting these foods that are nutrient packed. And you can notice foods that did not make our list are, you know, anything really high in sugar or any junk food or any food that includes some sort of packaging or preparation didn't make. These are all natural foods, and that's the kind of foods you want to look for. But I want everybody to check out our website, which is KidCritics, KidCritics.org with two K's, because you'll find recipes with all these superfoods that you can try on there on the recipe tab. Let your kid look at it and play around on it. And if you want to listen more from us, go to RadioMD.com and find all our podcasts there. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.